begin with Isaiah chapter 60. Thank you, Lord, for tonight. Thank you, God, for your anointing on the Word of God. Jesus is the Word. He's walking through these aisles. Father, whenever we read Word, we're reading you. It's vice versa. Thank you, God, that you are the Word. Father, let our audience, as they hear a truth, see it as Jesus literally saying that truth to them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2, I'm going to read them. I'm going to unpack them. I'm going to give you some definitions, and we're going to learn how we apply it to our existence, to our world. But Isaiah, as we know, had to encourage the children of Israel. They had sinned mercilessly over and over again. He's prophesying. He's saying, oh my gosh. He also comes to the end of Isaiah where he's prophesying a great future to them. And he's now at this point trying to encourage them because they're really having a hard time after being in exile for 70 years. Have you ever been in exile over something? Exile, shipped out, put out, fighting a lie. You're in bondage over something. And when someone's trying to bring you back through their exhortations, sometimes it's just like it's like muckety muck. It's falling over your head. You're just not picking it up yet. This is what Isaiah is facing. He's trying to say, nation of Israel, God hasn't forgotten you. He saw the sin. He has forgiven you. Now it's time to rise up. And let's see what he does to get them going. And it's what I got a little word from this today. The Lord spoke to me that I want you to have to keep you going. He says, I'm going to read out of the message for a minute. Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. He says, it's time to arise. This is a powerful little word, the word arise. He said, circumstances have kept you prostrated, down, down, down. He says, arise to your new life. That's a powerful statement to say. Arise to your new life. He says, shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come. Our light came 2,000 years ago, and the glory of God is on you. I'm going to give you some reminders tonight of who you are. She had mentioned identity. I'm so big on it. Because again, slippery slope. If you don't start reminding yourself, not arrogantly, there's no arrogance in it. It's reminding yourself of who he is, what he has done in you, so you can arise and go out and do what he's called you to do. He says, verse 2, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And that's going to happen. Deep darkness on the people. But the Lord will arise over you. Arise. His glory will be seen on you. Now, of course, that's future Jerusalem, but we have Christ now. We can appropriate this now. The Gentiles will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. Isaiah does three things. He gives them hope. He's going to affirm their identities. And he's going to tell them that they have a bright future. I want you to think about this, and in my notes, this is what the Lord and I were going over today. The word arise. Spurgeon says it's of great importance in Scripture, that word. Arise. I'm just going to keep putting it out there because I understand the power of the seed of my word. Arise. It's a powerful word. Arise. Should be getting into your spirit a little bit. Arise. He says it's of great importance in Scripture, and it occurs in several places. The definition is to get up. Get up. To come into existence or begin to be noticed. Arise. Tony has gifts. She's letting them arise. I'm noticing. Get up. We notice. Arise. Powerful word. Look at where it is sometimes in the Bible. Ephesians 5:14. Awake, you sleeper. Arise from the dead. Arise. Let the word just keep. Awake, you sleeper. That's not a real big compliment. Awake! Arise! 1 Chronicles 22:16. Arise and do. Now this is after you've been torn up a little bit and God's come in and he's just really redoing you. And there comes a point then when he starts to say, all right, it's your time. Get up. Get up. No longer be prostrate. No longer frown. No longer. God's here. The glory of God's on you because he came. I'll keep getting into that in a minute. 1 Chronicles 22:19 and Nehemiah 2:20. Arise and build. This word arise is powerful. Arise and build. What do you want to build? Come on, dream a little bit. What do you want to build? What do you want to see? You want to build a family? You want to build a great church? What do you want to build? Arise. We'll talk tomorrow about releasing your faith for that. He said to Nehemiah, arise and build. There's going to come a time where all the lying down, you know, through the first part is great, but then there's going to come a time, 2021, he's going to say, get up. Get up. Let's go. What do you want to build? How about with Jonah? Arise. Go to Nineveh, Jonah. Arise. That's a powerhouse word. John 14:31. Arise. Let us go hence, Jesus said. There came a time he said, arise, let's go. Just keep the word arise inside of you. Arise and shine. God's encouraging for a new life. Arise and shine. I thought this was interesting how the two words arise and shine, for your light has come. Shine and light in the Hebrew are used interchangeably. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In other words, it could be said this way, arise and shine, because the light that's now on you, you're going to use and emanate it out. Arise, you shine, because the glory is on you. It won't be your own light. It'll be the light of God flowing through you to do what you got to do. So again, he's trying to say, get up. I wrote this down. In the natural, when you're in the dark, what do? You get up and turn on the light. Arise, shine. Get the light on in that situation. His glory will be seen upon you. It's a supernatural work. Now, here's where we come with that intentionality thing again. King David, remember in 1 Samuel 30, it's one of my favorites. I got a whole YouTube on it. And here he is, and he comes back after war, and he sees his city of Ziklag all burnt to the ground, and the men are so angry at him, and they speak of stoning him, and it affects him so much, he's just so discouraged. What does he do? It's like Ahaz. Ahaz had to get alone with God. He went into the sanctuary of the Lord. David says, oh my gosh, they want to now stone me. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. He got it back. The light started coming in again. I wrote, he arose and he began to allow the light of God to shine in his darkness. Arise. Arise in your heart and let the light begin to shine. As David did that, new plans came. He got it back. He started having all kinds of wisdom and understanding, clicking on how to get to the enemy. But it was his choice. He had to get up. And that's what you will do too. There'll come a time when God will say, okay, I've spelled it out for you. I've dug deep with you. Now arise, get up and build, or get up and go. It'll be something. You watch. He pursued the enemy and he took back what the enemy stole. He pursued the enemy, really, because he arose and he took back what the enemy stole. He took it back. God gave him the ability. Arise. You don't like your situation. Devil's stolen something from you for 5 years. Get up, right, Jen? Get up and call it out. Say, oh, no, I've been lied to. She pursued it. She sees Hannah and says, oh, my, she lets it out there. Never again will they ever have to go through that. Arise, build it. What have you got to lose but 5 more years? He could have sat there forever in depression and defeat and never regained what belonged to him. The choice was his. A choice is yours today. I know, like Pastor Heather said, you're here on a Saturday night, and I agree. But maybe just something's, you know, maybe you need to know, I guess maybe I did lay that down, or maybe I did just, I'm so discouraged about that. And I'm here to tell you, it's only a matter of time. If your heart goes back toward God, arise. He's going to cause you to arise. Amen. Love that. He gives them 3 things. Hope affirms their identity, and he tells them they have a bright future. May I do that to you tonight? I want to give you some hope to help you arise. I'm going to affirm your identity tonight. You should be shouting at number 2. At least that's what I shout with. Hence, we have sweatshirts that say identity. It's a big thing in our household. Our son and our daughter helped me with those sweatshirts because that's a big old teaching. It's powerful, knowing who you are in God. And then I'm going to tell you why you have every reason to shout that you have a great future. So for hope, I didn't get these out of a book. I just sat and wrote some of these down. When you need to arise, when you're kind of down, like Isaiah seeing with the children of Israel, what do you do to get hope back? Well, look what we're doing here. Look what we're doing here. We're getting revived. We're coming to church. We're being with fellow brothers and sisters. We're sitting under teachings. We're in worship. We're getting intentional about things. We're carving out time. We're saying, God, I'm desperate. Please, I want this. Hope will start coming. Hope. I wrote, he's the Alpha and he's the Omega. Sometimes you can start real strong. You can start with a jump and a shout and a song and then sometimes time will tarry as God's doing a work, as God is still doing something behind the scenes. But if you're not careful, it can affect your hope because you think, oh, God, really? Yeah, but come up higher. He told John on the Isle of Patmos, hey, I want you to turn around, John, so you could see. I want you to come up higher, Revelation 4, so you can see the way I see things. Not this ground level. Come up higher so you could see. He's the Alpha and the Omega, trying to pump hope into those children of Israel, making sure you have hope tonight. Jeremiah 29:11, I used to do a radio program called this, to give you a future and a hope. God's people were just, you know, always in this despondency. He says, that's not what, in fact, when he says the thoughts that I have toward you, the word thought there in Hebrew means the intentions. I intend to. Did you know that's what that means? It's not just, hey, I'm thinking about you, and the thoughts I have are to give you a future and hope. No, it's strong. The intentions I'm intending for you are to have a future and a hope. And that should make you go, wow, I want what God intends for me. I want it. It'll build hope. The intentions I'm intending for you are to give you a future and a hope. Other ways that he could build hope, that I build hope for you. I love this. I didn't get this out of a book. It's just something I know because God said it. He wants you to always have a new beginning because his mercies are new every day. He's new every day. Think about your born again experience. You became a new creature. New is a great word. Doesn't mean you don't fulfill something else out and then start new. New, there's newness. It means fresh all the time. It's ongoing. Renewal, right? Revive. It's new. He wants this for you. That's my wardrobe malfunction. Think about Genesis 1:2, when there was absolute utter chaos on the earth, talking about give you hope, right? The earth was without form and void. Darkness was on the face of the deep. It was dark. The Spirit of God was hovering over the light of the waters, and God said, let there be light. Giving you hope. That's our number one thing, hope. Hope. Let there be light. You might need to put your hand on your chest tonight and say, God, let there be light in, and you fill in the blank. If that jumps out at you, you write it down and you take it home and you say, God, I need light. I need the light turned on in that. I'm lying prostrate in that because I'm depressed with that. Arise, shine, turn the light on. Go to God. God, I need the light on in that. I wrote down, we serve a God who's the God of a second chance. He's the master of new beginnings. Lamentations 3:23, his mercies are new every morning. Corrie ten Boom said this, the experiences of our lives, when we let God use them, become the mysterious and perfect preparation for the work that he will give us to do. Never worry about, you know, we get hung up, and I understand when the past can get wacky doodle on us. Get everything on an altar. I really put stuff on an altar fast. Really, let the fire come down and consume it. That fire will separate what needs to stay so you can learn from it and what needs to get out. Just get real bold with yourself. Say, God, I don't know about that. I'm so sorry. Put it on an altar. He knows how to make something out of it. He does make beauty from ashes, giving you hope, giving you hope. Ugh. Number two, so what he did, he had to give the children of Israel hope. And he did. You guys, the book of Isaiah, all he does in the second half from 40 to 66, I put you as a tattoo on the palm of my hand. I love you more than this. I just you run. Oh, you know, everything he does is because of the love of the children of Israel. He's trying to say to them, oh my gosh, you need to have so much hope. And I just gave you reasons why you need to have hope. But what about this one? He affirmed their identity. If you study the book of Isaiah, you'll see where he really said, you're it. You're it. You're my people. This is God prophesying through Isaiah. Jerusalem, you're it. I know you've blown it. I love you with an everlasting love that won't end. You're it. Affirming their identity. How can we affirm our identity? I wrote just a few things. Let's look at some of these. Ooh, this thing gets me going. Where is all this? Okay. Whew, I wrote some other things here. I just won't even take time to do it. I wrote 2 Corinthians 5:17. Wake up. Become the image of Christ in the earth. Regenerated. You're washed. You're sanctified. I'm giving you some identity things here. You have power. You're a new creature. A new creature. What's on the inside of you that needs to break out? I'm affirming your identity. There's something in you that we're wanting. It's got to come out. Break it forth. Man. Your goal is to start living from that inside out. Live from the inside out. Amen. Bill Johnson said this. I'm going to give you some things on identity. Many still don't see the difference between entering to the kingdom of God and life in the kingdom. You got in the kingdom. You got saved by the blood of Jesus. But there's a life to live in the kingdom that is supernatural, that is victorious, that is all God. That's what you want to start walking in. That's what Isaiah is trying to do. He's trying to say, you got a hope. Now you got an identity. What about some of these things I wrote? Oh, I wrote this down. The children of Israel should have taken 2 weeks, right? Took them 40 years because they wandered in the wilderness. They were wandering really where? In their hearts. In their hearts. Watch this principle. What was happening on the inside of them started to show up on the outside. Hence 40 years. They didn't arise. They didn't shine with the light of God. They laid prostrate, murmuring, complaining, mumbling. And God said, okay, keep going. Keep going around the same circle. Year after year. Their hearts were wandering with an A, W-A-N-D. And it was showing now on their outside actions. Very strong principle. Kind of opens up with what we opened with. What you think is how you're going to behave. Well, Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh, so is he becoming, you know. But look at some of these things when you give your life to Christ for your identity. I did a whole teaching on identity, and it was very interesting because I did a clip of, who's the golfer? Who's the golfer, the famous golfer? Tiger Woods. It's very interesting. If you ever want to go, I don't know if I have the whole teaching on my YouTube yet, but we've got it on DVD, and it was real impactful. They show Tiger Woods sitting with reporters. No. They show Tiger Woods, sitting here. He's watching a little TV screen. On the TV screen, our reporters saying, he's washed up. He's such a has-been. He needs to get out of the game. He is nothing. Is that right, Mike? Do you remember that video? And I mean, they were ripping him up. He's got his arms folded the whole time. You could probably find it online somewhere. And he's kind of looking at, listening to the voices that were defining him. They were so wrong. What did he win? The green jacket. He won the Masters last year. And he's sitting there watching them before he wins. And they're all saying, you're washed up. Now, they don't know he's watching it. But the point being is, they were defining him with their mouths and their thoughts. And Tiger Woods, it shows him just smiling like, And then they did show later. They show him putting on the green jacket like, sorry, I won. I'm not washed up. Your definition of me didn't hold up. Identity. To give you encouragement to arise and shine. You were given new birth, a new heart, a new spirit, new life, life with a new quality. You've been given a new song. You've been given a new name. You've been given new possessions. You've been given a new position. You've been given new potential. You are under a new covenant. You have new mercies every day. You've been given a new tongue. You have been given the new Jerusalem, the new heavens, and the new earth. You are a new man. You have a new and living way. You have a life to live behind the veil of God. Oh, and there's more. You've been given eternal life. You have the promise of the Holy Ghost. You have been given a family of God. You are in the body of Christ, the church. You are the ecclesia, the called out ones. You are of the kingdom of God. You have new citizenship. This is your identity. He's building their hope, building their identity. You've been delivered from the domain of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of his dear son. Mercy. You have redemption. You have forgiveness of sins. Your inheritance includes victory over all the schemes of the devil and the kingdom of darkness. He has made us alive, Ephesians 2, to sit together with Christ in the heavenly places, far above all principalities, power, rule, dominion, and might. That is who we are. Oh. He's given you resurrection. He's made you into the image of Jesus. He's given you divine healing. He's given you to walk in authority. He's given you all provision. You have a friend in Jesus. You have the Holy Ghost. You have the Word of God. He's given you prayer. Yes. Identity. Arise. Yes. Shine. This is in you. Arise and build. Arise and build. Arise and believe.